Get yourself centered. Close your eyes and take a breath. And now take yourself to that beautiful, ideal house that you built. Fly yourself to it, see it from the air, breathe and smell the surroundings. And fly yourself down to the front door and feel what it feels like to be home. This is your home. And walk in to your own house. And just receive whatever impressions you're getting. If you see things visually, just appreciate what you can see. If you're getting it by smell or feel, appreciate that. However the information comes into you is the right way for you to get information. It doesn't matter whether you see things clearly or not. Just feel what it feels like to be home, surrounded by exactly the right kind of house for you, exactly the furnishings that you would want, that you wanted to have. They're all here. And now, make your way to your master bedroom and find the doors to your belief closet. And when you've found them, open them up and enter your belief closet. Take a look around or take a feel around. Notice that everything is where you left it the last time you were here. And you might notice additional details that you didn't notice last week. And now walk up to the mirror and take a look in the mirror and notice what you're wearing. This outfit, like any outfit, represents a particular belief. We're not going to be working with this particular belief today, so take this outfit off and set it aside. And then close your eyes, the eyes that you have there in the belief closet. And now begin to remember back through your life, all the way back to the beginning, to your beginning, when you came into existence in this life. Now perhaps you came from somewhere else, or from nowhere, or from God, or from a moment of love. But you came into existence. This little unique you came into form. It took 9 months to bring you all the way in. And during that time, your body was growing, and you can feel this. Feel yourself growing in the womb. You had an awareness, an open awareness, that allowed the world to take shape around you and allowed your body to take shape. At times, you were floating in a quiet, safe bubble, and you heard the deep rush of your mother's heartbeat. At times, you could hear noises and voices. You were feeling what your mother felt because you were a part of her, as if they were your own feelings. And you took on her feelings and beliefs and her thoughts, because there was really very little difference between you and your mother. Her thoughts were your thoughts. Her feelings were your feelings. Her conclusions were your conclusions. Your little neonatal brain that was developing was trying to sort out all of these impressions. If she was suffering, you suffered. If she was anxious or afraid, you were anxious or afraid. Most of the experiences you took on as you developed your little brain were actually your mother's experiences. It's as if she clothed you in her beliefs. She gave them to you along with her cells and the nutrition she gave you from her bloodstream. And then, through an extraordinary event, you came into the world. Whatever happened at your birth, you took on certain beliefs. You took on beliefs from your mother, right from the very beginning, and from your father too. They weren't yours. You just grew up inside of them, like a fish grows up in water and doesn't know the water is there. Now you're going to have an opportunity to pull these beliefs out of you and give them back to your mother and father. Think about this opportunity. It's like sweeping the hearth of your mind. The hearth is the fireplace that was the warm center of a home. And decide whether you're ready to let them go, to give them back, so you can create your own beliefs and your own life, separate from your parents. You're going to be sweeping these old beliefs into two piles, one for your mother's beliefs and one for your father's beliefs. And if you had another primary caregiver, someone who raised you, make a pile for that person or those people as well. Now, some of your mother's and father's beliefs were about survival, about food and money and the physical world. These beliefs reside in your first chakra, at the base of your spine. And what I invite you to do is to pull out all of your mother's and father's beliefs about the physical world and about survival out of your base chakra. You don't need them anymore, and so pull them out and let them fall to the floor. Feel the programming that you got from them, and pull all those ideas about what you were supposed to do and what you had to do to survive. Did they tell you that life was hard, or that you had to be a certain way? Anything that's not yours, that belonged to your mother or father, pull them out of yourself and let them fall to the floor. And feel what it feels like to no longer have them inside of you. And some of your parents' beliefs were about pleasure and passion and sensuality, about men and women together, about relationships. These got lodged in your second chakra, in your sex center. So reach into your body and pull out all of the negative beliefs that your mother and father had about sex or pleasure or what you should or shouldn't do about your own body. Just pull them out. You don't need them anymore. And let them fall to the floor. Their beliefs had nothing to do with you. You just inherited them. Pull all of them out and let them fall to the floor in those two piles. And your mother and father also had beliefs about power. Who's in charge? Who gets to be in charge? Who gets to use their will and who doesn't? Who can use force? What can you do and what you can't do? Pull all of these beliefs out of your third chakra, which is called the Dantian, just below your navel, or some people see it a little higher in the solar plexus. Wherever these beliefs are lodged, pull them out and let them fall to the floor in those two piles. Pull them out of your body, pull them out of your mind, in your heart, in your soul. They never belonged to you, you just inherited them. If you're ready to give them up, pull them out and let them fall to the floor. Now we'll move to the fourth chakra, the heart center. Your parents had a lot of beliefs about love and loving, about feelings and emotions, and about relationships with other people. Anything they believed, pull those out of your heart. They're not your beliefs, they're theirs. If they had good beliefs, you can keep those, or you can recreate them for yourself later. Anything that's held your love back, take those beliefs out and let them go. and your parents had beliefs about speaking and listening, about speaking the truth or expressing yourself. It's okay to say things only in a certain way, or who gets to speak in what way. What were you taught about expressing yourself, about expressing your needs? What can you say and what can't you say? What about truth and telling lies? Pull all those old beliefs out of your throat chakra, your fifth chakra. Pull out anything that they believed that doesn't belong to you. Pull it out of your physical body and your psychological body and your emotional body. Pull it out of your mind and heart. Let whatever you pull out fall to the floor in those two piles. Your parents had beliefs about what was true and what was false, what was right and what was wrong, and what was possible and what was impossible. In the sixth chakra, between the eyebrows, the third eye, pull out all of your parents' beliefs about you and your future and your past and what was allowed and not allowed, what you should study and what you shouldn't study, what you should think and what you shouldn't think. Pull out all of the beliefs from your parents out of your third eye chakra, out of your mind and your brain, and let them fall to the floor into those two piles, one for your mother, one for your father, and a third if you had another caregiver. And then move to the seventh chakra, at the crown of the head. Your parents had beliefs about God and spirit and the universe and existence. They had beliefs about who you are and what you are and what your connection is to source or to God. Pull all of their beliefs out of your crown chakra and let them fall into a pile on the floor. Pull out the beliefs of your priests or rabbis or imams. Pull out the beliefs that they had, that they told you were absolutely true and certain, and let them fall to the floor. Now look inside your body, and look inside your mind, and look inside your heart and your soul and your spirit for any other beliefs that you inherited from your parents or from their parents. Pull out the ones you inherited from your family and your culture and your community. Pull them out and let them all fall into piles on the floor. These beliefs that you inherited, they weren't yours. They had nothing to do with you. It's not your fault that you inherited them. You just absorbed them. Now, some of them were good beliefs. Some were useful. And you'll be able to recreate the ones that are good and useful whenever you need them. You can consciously create good beliefs anytime. But for now, just feel what it feels like to be clear of all of these beliefs, to have all of that stuff out of you. And when you're ready, step away from the piles and feel that clean and clear feeling. Whew, I am so glad to be rid of all that stuff. This feeling that you have now in this moment, this is your true self. Free from all of that programming you got from your parents and the other people in your life. Really look at yourself and see yourself as a radiant light. You are unique. There is no one that's ever been created that's like you. No two people are ever alike, just as no two stars are ever alike. This is who you really are, without all that programming. Enjoy this feeling of being free to be you, without all that history, without all that programming. Breathe. It feels so good to be clear of all that stuff. And now it's time to give them back. Invite your mother and father into this space, or your other caregivers if you had them. Invite them to appear in front of you, to come into your belief closet and take form there, right there in front of you. They come here only by your invitation. Whether they're still alive or if they've passed on to the spirit realm, you can invite their spirit here to meet with you. Take a minute and bring them here. Allow them to appear in front of you, standing on the other side, of these big piles. And now see and feel your mother and father and caregivers in front of you, and say the following phrases. Repeat them after me, out loud if you wish, and feel free to adjust them to what's right for you. These are just suggestions. They will carry you through this process and through the ceremony. Say to them, Mother, Father, and include other people if you have them, I know you loved me, and I know you still love me. I know you did your best to raise me, to turn me into the person you thought I should become. From the very beginning, I took on your beliefs, sometimes by choice, sometimes by your indoctrination, and sometimes just by absorbing them from you directly. I have now outgrown these beliefs. I don't need them anymore. So now I'm giving them back to you. You can do with them whatever you wish. I no longer want them in my space. They're yours and they were never mine. I now give them back to you with my blessing and love. It's time for me to let go of them and give them back to you. And now sweep each of these piles up and compress them into the size of about a basketball or a bowling ball, and then pick each one up and hand them to each of your parents, to each of the people in front of you. Give them back this big collection, this pile of beliefs. Make sure they take it and invite them to speak to you. And now listen and find out if they have something to say in response. And when that feels complete, bow to them or hug them and send them on their way out of your belief closet, carrying those beliefs with them. And when they're gone, take a deep breath. And feel what it feels like to have all those beliefs out of you, out of your space. Feel yourself as light, radiant, and shining. This is your true self. From this space, you are free to create whatever you want, to choose the beliefs and the actions that are good for you, and to change your beliefs anytime you want, to release any limitations from the past. We're about to exit the belief closet, so really feel this feeling and anchor it in your body. Feel the presence of new possibilities. Feel your own purpose, your own life and soul purpose emerging out of this light. And still feeling it, begin to make your way out of the belief closet and into your master bedroom. Continue feeling this presence, this freedom, this self. Leaving your master bedroom, make your way all the way back to your front door, and then outside of your house. Feel your radiance every step of the way. And as you rise up into the air, look back at your house, your beautiful house. feeling this freedom, and fly your way all the way back to where you're lying or sitting, listening to my voice. Keep feeling that radiance and that freedom. You are an open possibility, creating your life just the way you want it to be. And slowly, gently bringing this feeling with you, come back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And feel your body as a whole, shining and radiant with your presence. When you're ready, open your eyes and look around the room. And just check to see whether the room looks different. It might. You're seeing through new eyes. Welcome back. Feel what it feels like to be you right now. You may be quite different than you were before.